trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast, brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast.
And you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Hey, we're recording now. Look at that.
We're back.
Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Jamira King.
Yep.
The 11th annual season's beatings. I said call it the 111, make it more historical, but anyway.
Yeah. So we're talking about what you want for Christmas. And somebody asked me the other day what I wanted for Christmas. I said to be left alone.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be left alone, but I would like peace. I would like
silence.
Silence and the kids to come over, the girlfriend to come over, and just
right. The older you get, you don't really want for anything.
No, I don't.
If I want something, I usually just go out. And
I've gotten it before Christmas.
Just go out and get it. Yeah, I've gotten it before Christmas comes around.
I've gotten it before Christmas if I really wanted it.
Yeah, so all of it's just kind of like a bunch of whatnots and junk that's going to end up on the bottom of the closet floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Philadelphia's killing.
I have a feeling that air fryers are going to be a big seller this year.
I think so, too.
This seems to be a new phenomenon, this air fryer situation.
I love the way it cooks wings, though.
Yeah, I tried to track down and ask people like who was getting what for Christmas, so I didn't double dip on my purchases, and I think
double dip on your purchases.
I don't know if we're getting two air fryers or not, but I think the girlfriend's mother is getting the girlfriend an air fryer, and then my mother is getting us an air fryer. And wow. I think the air fryers are just going to be
a his and hers air fryer.
Yeah. They're flying off the shelves.
They are.
I was in Lowe's the other day, getting ready for Thanksgiving, right? And they got a turkey fryer in there that says it's an oilless deep fryer. Now, how does that work? How's that even possible? It can't be an oilless deep fryer.
No.
You have to have oil in it to deep fry something.
Right.
Right? You would think?
Can you deep air fry?
Can you deep air fry? I don't know. Maybe that's just another way of saying an air fryer.
Maybe.
How did you prepare your turkey?
I didn't eat for Thanksgiving? I didn't even eat turkey.
I actually went and bought a pre-cooked one.
Oh, yeah?
At Popeye's.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the Cajun one. I said, fuck it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
A Popeye's turkey?
Yeah, they pre-cooked them, and they were selling them.
Are they breaded?
No, but they were Cajun seasoned or whatnot.
Ah.
They were rubbed. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So putting them in the oven for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, whatever, on like 405 or something like that, and there you go.
Nice. But another friend of mine, he got his from Mission Barbecue. So they smoked it.
Oh.
$50. Pre-cooked.
Right.
Pre-cooked and everything, smoked. Mission Barbecue is some good stuff.
True.
They can't go wrong with the turkey. I ruined Thanksgiving by accidentally cutting the turkey early.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm new to this whole family thing, right?
So, yeah, no kidding.
So I'm standing in, or I'm shooting pool, we're doing something out in the other room, right? I get the call. Hey, can you come in here and help me in the kitchen? She slides the turkey over to me and hands me a knife. I go, okay. So I start carving up the turkey. I ate a little slice of the turkey.
Right.
I gave her a slice of the turkey, and I guess she didn't realize that I was carving the turkey. And then all of a sudden she looks over and she goes, what are you doing? You're carving the turkey. What do you mean? What's so bad about carving the turkey? I didn't get the picture. Oh, you have to get a picture. I forgot about the picture. Yeah, you're supposed to set it all out like a feast on the table and take a picture of it, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
They are getting busy today.
Yeah, but because it's the only exhibition, the heat's still not there like it usually is.
True.
Like me and Jameer were saying, some of these people know each other obviously from past meets and whatnot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they must have some blood, you know, some bad blood, even when they step in here for Caesar's beatings, right?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how it doesn't come to fisticuffs sometimes.
Right.
So there's a whole lot of hip slinging going on.
Right.
And people got to be good leaving here bruised. Right? Now, you almost got to say, they almost got to be on their way home like, I'm going to get that bitch next week. Right? I'm going to get her back.
That probably is. We were talking about that too. It's like, I may not get her back next week, but if she's here when I'm here again, I'm going to get her.
Right. Yeah. But it is amazing the resilience. I mean, when's the last time you were going 15 miles an hour and fell onto a hardwood floor, Jay? And just slid across the floor.
It's been some time.
Yeah, they just do it and bounce right back up next second.
I mean, padding helps a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of spring chickens out here.
No. Yeah, I'd be down on the floor for a little while.
We have this thing in sports. It's you don't get up. Like, if you're playing basketball and you end up on the floor, like, your teammates help you up. Like, you don't get up till your teammates come help you. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But right. Here, you could probably sit down for forever before you got some out.
Right. I haven't been in a contact sport or in a contact situation in a very long time, but I remember that feeling of your brain rattling.
Yeah.
Your brain smacking off the side of your skull when you just get stopped all of a sudden.
Right.
You
get shook. It's got to be happening over and over out here.
So I see what they're doing. They're now pushing.
Oh,
that's her again. That's Sacramento 916.
Wow.
She's a beast, man.
Give the drummer some.
Yeah, she's not the big of a girl,
no,
man. But
she's resilient.
Oh, she got the panty on her head, dude.
We're interviewing her later.
She just threw her whole body into that dude.
We are interviewing her later. I don't know where she's from.
She just shouldered him. It's crazy.
She's going to be interviewed.
He's like, really? That was a chick?
Right.
Trucked her. Trucked him, I should say.
Yeah.
She trucked him.
No kidding. ISIS is out there again, crushing things.
It's just.
So yeah, it seems like every time we come out here for a different event, they've upped it like one thing.
Yeah.
Like the announcer booth over here is getting a little bit better. I'm starting to hear music playing in the background.
Yeah, they've been playing music since I got in here, man.
That didn't happen when we first went to one of these. The
last
very first
year they
one.
They've been doing the last couple times we've been here. But yeah.
Well, I think.
Yeah, man.
They moved us furthest away from the penalty box.
I don't know if that's their fault. When the guy was taping the floor, he just asked me to move here. I didn't want to argue with him, so I just parked myself.
Yeah.
Well. But we'll be back here for Battle of the Freshies, and you know, when they have an actual game here again, we can.
He didn't know who we were.
Yeah, right.
He didn't know. He didn't understand,
he
man.
He didn't understand. You better recognize.
We're the Hub Show, dude. You want a shirt?
You want a rub?
You better recognize.
If Charmin was here, she'd autograph a picture for you.
Hey.
Right.
Get better, Charmin.
I wonder what she's doing with the training. Charming and the training.
She says she's doing all right.
Yeah.
She'll definitely be back into full swing next month in January. I guess, you know. She had to take care of some stuff on the personal side, but of course now, you know, she's not going to be doing that with bronchitis, but she'll be back, though. She'll be back for Battle of the Freshies. That should be fun.
You're the only one who hasn't gotten sick.
Let's keep it that way. And Jameer. Jameer's got a skull cap on. He's prepared, man.
Stay on this side of the table. Yeah.
Man. Man,
stay over every, there, dude.
Every cough, I'm like dodging and weaving. Don't want to get any of it.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to drink anything.
I don't, yeah, me either.
Knock on wood, but the chairs and table are plastic.
Get a knock on the floor.
Yep.
There we go.
There we go.
I just did it. Knocked on the wooden floor at the Turner Skate Palace for good luck. Here's the good health, right?
You're right.
Anyway.
Speaking of good health, I'm not really sure, but I think somebody threw up on the track earlier.
Are you serious?
I don't know what that was, but like, something was definitely...
Did they roll over it?
Yeah, you were outside on your phone, and they had to, like, stop the game. And they brought in a mop, and they tried to mop it up, and then they came out with paper towels and wiped it all up off the floor.
I can imagine going around like this fast. Some might give, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You should probably be dizzy.
Especially this time of the year with all the everybody's doing.
Not to beat a dead horse, but I will say it again, Jameer, it is early in the day to be roller derbying. There's still daylight outside. These girls aren't used to it. Their system's not used to it.
If you look to your left...
Yeah.
The sun is still shining. Oh, they're
I don't like that. Roller derby is a night thing.
Yeah.
Chicks on wheels, you know.
And plus, they're, you know, everybody's hung over from last night.
Sure.
Coming in here, half a headache and a...
Yeah. Half an ache. That's crazy, crazy, man. Anyway, Seasons Beatings, the 11th annual.
Oh,
No, I know. Every time these girls knock each other down, they get right back up.
No,
it's impressive,
but I'm seeing, like, they're getting it today.
Yeah.
It is called Beatings.
Well, here we go. Between the silver and the red team that's on the track right now, are there any dudes out here?
Yeah, there he is.
Here's one guy.
But the score is 142-91, and silver just beat the yellow team.
Now red team's beating silver.
Right, now red team's beating silver.
That's because Philadelphia's on the red team, man.
Yeah, Philadelphia's killing it.
She crushes it.
Killing it. I knew she was good, but it was impressive to see how good she is today.
Get married in May, huh?
She's getting married in May.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, Philadelphia. I know a lot of the roller victims listen to this podcast, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm proud to say.
I know.
I'm proud to say.
Yeah. I just got shit for a comment I made last week.
they are listening.
Somebody's listening.
Yeah. But you know when we get shit, we're succeeding, right? So
These people
are actually listening, man.
Right. I guess.
Two girls are trying to take down ISIS, and it ain't happening. Man.
Oh, it's just not
ISIS
happening.
She is the wall of ISIS.
No.
Crazy.
Look at the look on her face,
yes,
man.
Yes, I love it.
Someone's going to tell ISIS it's just an exhibition.
Calm down. I love it. No, keep it going.
Keep it. Calm down, lady.
Keep it going. Hit somebody.
Look, she done took him down.
Look, he don't want no parts of it, and he's hurt.
He's hurt.
You better get up.
Oh, the dude that came on the track.
You better get up.
Get up, dude.
You better get up.
Yeah, you can tuck on your little Duck Dynasty beard there and just keep on trucking, dude.
Come on, man.
No.
Wait, he's holding a panty?
Oh, he has a panty on his head.
He's got the panty on.
Poor guy's wearing a panty on his head.
An ankle. And all we can say
What's his name? O.M. Wrecker.
Yeah, he got wrecked.
I thought it was a mom wrecker.
He got wrecked.
That might make sense, but there's an M missing in front of the O. It says O.M. Wrecker.
O.M. Wrecker.
That's a funny way of saying home wrecker.
Yeah, I don't know.
O.M. Wrecker. I guess he's a...
O.M. Wrecker. Maybe he's a...
Yeah.
He has some Cockney accent.
I like
it.
Yeah. O.M. Wrecker.
I'm an O.M. Wrecker.
Piss off. I like how the referee's got a gold helmet over there, man. It looks like C-3PO from the back. C-3PO with a referee's shirt on, man. I like it.
Boy, this is where we run out of content, people.
I mean, it's kind of like a TV timeout, basically.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
TV timeout.
Everyone's dressed in their... Yeah, Antietam
Broadband TV timeout. Where you at?
Whoops, my bad. Oh, this one's over.
Right? Chupacabra's coming on the floor here.
After
the green team and the yellow team, they play next?
I think so.
Whatever that means, the red team beat the silver team 142 to 95.
All right, everybody getting high fives.
916.
Here goes the kumbaya bit here.
Yeah, that's a kumbaya.
High five and good game, good game. All right. There's Umbreka. Umbreka.
I remember we used to do that in Little League.
Sure, you did that, right?
Yeah, good you had game, to run good around. Game. Good game, good game, good game,
yeah.
good game.
Yeah.
I want to interview.
You don't see the. You don't see them doing that on the NFL field, huh?
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, not a whole lot of that.
No. Right?
No, they don't do that.
It's not professional. So
there was the jersey swap.
You do see NHL, though. You see them doing that end of the game.
Yeah, they do it. They meet in the middle in the NFL, and just quarterbacks go talk to quarterbacks.
But don't they do it like at the end of the Super Bowl and stuff? The teams congratulate each other?
They did the jersey swap the other day. That made a big stink.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They don't want them seeing doing the jersey swap.
I don't
want
to do that.
Don't do that. It's a bad thing.
Don't look like you
can. They
care.
Want to do a jersey swap in here, they can. Hey, now.
Oh, she just bit it on her own on the line.
Oh, yeah?
Good God.
I tell you, it's too early to be roller derby, man. It's a time factor.
She just bit it, and there was not even a game going on.
Look, you know all these chicks practice after work, so that's done in the evening. Usually these games are done after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
This thing started at 11 a.m., man. Everyone's been thrown off. Even the podcast is off a bit, you know? It's just not right.
Something's weird.
We shall see.
Something's weird. Huh. Yeah, I woke up, and I said, oh, shit. I got to go do that, don't I?
Right. I had a little indoor soccer tournament this morning. It started at 8, and I was like, why am I doing this? Like, for who and for what?
Yeah, right.
I could be doing something totally different right now.
Right. It's for the kids, but why do the kids got to get up so damn early?
Oh, man, they didn't want to.
Nobody wants to.
Nope, not a soul.
No kidding.
I always wondered that about the whole work schedule.
Right.
You know? We live in this area here where like everybody just commutes down to D.C. or Baltimore.
That's true, huh?
And the interstates just start filling up.
Filling up,
and they'll start at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. 4:30, and it is
just nonstop back to back traffic.
Most of the people in my neighborhood
up until
do
like
that
8 o'clock. It's like 3 hours.
Yeah, most of the people in my neighborhood do that commute. A lot of them work down towards D.C., Gaithersburg, Rockville, Germantown, Frederick.
When I first moved back to Hagerstown, I worked in D.C.
That's nuts, huh?
Down by the Smithsonian.
The traffic was retarded.
And I took the drove to Shady Grove and Shady Grove into the city.
Yeah, you took the train?
2.5 hours one way.
Yeah.
5 hours a day, 20 hours a week.
Folks, if you're from L.A. or New York, you know what this means, but what is normally a 1 hour drive at the most.
Yeah.
It takes you 2.5 hours each way.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's no way to live.
And then you wonder, like, while you're sitting there, you're like, how does the city sustain all of these people flooding in and out every day? There's that many jobs in the city and not that many people living already there.
Yes, well, it's the cost of living, dude.
The people that live in the city, they have to work in the city, though, too. Right?
I don't know how they do it.
Right. So what you're saying is, look at the people commuting in. What about the people in the city? Because you can't afford to live in the city and work out of the city.
Yeah.
So if you're living in the city, you have to pretty much work in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look at all these people coming into the city.
And then you're also getting it from the north, the south, the east, the west.
Competition from out there. Yeah.
Just nonstop flooding of humans into the city. And each of these people have a job.
They call Frederick like a suburb of D.C. now. Like, that's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Frederick became the suburb of D.C.
Of D.C., like, that's
It's crazy. Like 45 minutes
it's
away.
45 minutes away.
And then you got to wonder, the bosses or the people who are running these companies that people work for, it's like, how could you ever expect your employees to show up on time?
That's the world we live in, Chris. So L.A. is the same way. New York's the same way.
Why don't we shift the time scales a little bit?
Do you know how many people
commute? And have some of the jobs start at 9 o'clock in the morning instead of everybody at 6.
Manhattan, they come from Connecticut. Yeah, they come from Long Island. They come from New Jersey.
Every day.
People in Boston come from New Hampshire. A lot of people live in New Hampshire because of the taxes, man. They get away from the Massachusetts taxes. They live right above the border and make that long, just like this, that 2.5 hour commute each way to get to work in Boston, man.
It's crazy.
L.A., no different, dude. True. Yeah. That's the beast. Yeah. I will say Beltway traffic competes with L.A., though. I've seen it. That's just nasty traffic.
495 is probably one of the worst beltways.
Absolutely.
In the country.
It definitely competes with Los Angeles out there. It's just nuts. Wall-to-wall traffic, man.
Every day, all day long.
That's bananas to me.
That corridor that goes from like Virginia around D.C.
That's just nuts.
Every beltway beast, man.
Now, see, I've been living out in Hagerstown now for 5 years, and they kept saying, we just said Frederick is a suburb of D.C. Mm-hmm. They kept saying Hagerstown's next. And there are people I know who work down there and live in Hagerstown, but it hasn't really, the cost of living anyway, hasn't really hit it. Frederick's cost of living has gone up significantly in the last 6 years.
Yes.
Hasn't happened yet.
Two bedroom apartment for $1,700.
We got our house for $80,000 less, and it had more amenities up in Hagerstown than it would have had in Frederick. Yep. Man.
It's crazy,
crazy, crazy. Man. It's the world we live in, dude.
Right.
Talking about the cost of living, folks, in roller derby today on the Hub Show. Yeah, the 111th annual season's beatings.
It is 111.
I bet you their body feels like it after a round robin match.
Yeah, round robin.
Now I'm just gonna put this out here now. There's a guy over there in the blue jersey, 823 Armstrong. I was talking to him over here at the snack shack.
Yeah,
he's juicing.
You think he's juicing?
He's not juicing.
Like he's roided up.
He's juicing on natural caffeine.
He just downed like
he's over there shooting up the CC.
He just downed like 80 milligrams of pure caffeine.
Ivan Drago on skates.
I must break you.
If he dies, he dies. Oh, look at her. And the referee just rolled past her. She has no name though.
No name.
Just call her Stripes.
Zebra cheeseburger.
Give her something. She got no name. She has a look on her face like she's kind of new to this stuff. Maybe
the cheeseburger. What exactly was Grimace? Just a big purple blob.
Someone said he was a purple butt plug. That's why he's the shape he is.
Oh my god.
And based on what you're eating, it's kind of it goes hand in hand. Hey, Ronald. He had no arms. He just had hands sticking off in that purple thing.
Yeah. It was like T-Rex. A jelly bean or something.
But me and Jameer grew up in there in the 70s and 80s. Those characters were all up in the forefront of McDonald's, man.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The hamburger.
Mayor McCheese.
The Hamburglar was Hamburglar, my favorite when I was a little kid.
And they had those goblin things. And goblin. They even had Captain Cook. They actually had a pirate that was a part of the whole thing. Dude.
Oh, yeah. I missed the pirate. Yeah.
Yeah,
but they robble.
But they've gone away with it all. There's no Ronald McDonald anymore.
It's weird, right? Why don't?
What's
wrong
with Ronald McDonald, man?
I don't know.
That's like taking Mickey Mouse off of Disneyland. That's what it seemed like to me.
Exactly.
And then you go to Popeye's Chicken. They don't have the Popeye's carrot. I guess I looked that up. They did away with that about 15 years ago. They got away from having olive oil and Bluto and stuff on their packaging. But it's Popeye's.
Yeah.
Nothing with spinach on the menu. It was just Popeye. And the kids relate to that stuff. I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's no more cartoons.
It's no fun.
No cartoons anymore.
I used to like going to the McDonald's when I was a kid and seeing all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
The Mayor McCheese merry-go-round and stuff out there on the park.
Advertising used to be so much better.
So much fun. Now it's just bland.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not that the Hub Show has a mascot. We could change that, though.
Why do we not have a mascot?
What would we have? What would be a Hub Show mascot?
I don't know.
We just steal the Roller Vixens girl there and put her on it. Give her a Hub Show logo on her hat. See how long it takes for them to notice. Thieving.
Yeah.
Straight thieving. Corporate thieves, man.
I thought they were better than that.
For sure.
I'm going to take a handful of these stickers and do some guerrilla advertising throughout the city.
You keep saying that. You're stuck it on one pole so far.
One pole.
Tell you what, though, me and Charmin pulled duty at the tree lighting event at City Park.
I'm going to go over to Lust and put one on the stripper pole.
There you go. Hey, whatever. As long as they know we're there. She's going down the pole upside down. Hub Show. Right. That's right.
We can do a podcast there.
Do you know? Do you know how heartbroken I was when I found out that the stripper pole actually spins?
Oh. It actually spins?
It's on ball bearings, and you can grab a hold of the pole, and the pole.
And you're disappointed? You're disappointed? That threw you off?
Yeah, I thought they were actually spinning around the pole, but the pole was actually turning.
Sure.
had no idea. If we put a Hub Show sticker on there, we
it
can
goes
prove
around
it.
Around with it. Yeah, it's true. That'd be a cool promo, just a video of that going around with our audio playing over it. The lights going off in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I thought they had to like grease up the pole to slide around it like that.
But when you mentioned
poles.
You just know. Promo lights. My girlfriend wanted to go to Manhattan, Times Square for New Year's Eve. Your thoughts?
I don't know. You better get there early. Yeah, that's one of those things, man. Like the Macy's Parade. You got to be out there at midnight to get a good seat.
Get there 2 days in advance.
Hell yeah. So I heard getting out of there is a bitch,
it
dude.
Is. So she booked a tentative hotel, right?
That, well, in the city?
Well, yeah, in the city.
You know what? You know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would get the hotel where you can see it all from the hotel room and then not leave the hotel room.
We were 800 feet away, and I said were because I've talked her out of it. But 800 feet away from, like, well, you know, Manhattan, more Times Square. So our hotel was right there in the middle of Times Square. And the price for that was bananas. Like, we were staying.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
Midtown, hometown.
Times Square?
It's like $600 for the
night. Yeah, isn't that retarded? New York is nuts, man.
And we could have stayed in Hoboken. Oh, there's Twisted Sister.
Just over the border there.
Just over the border. Yeah. We could have stayed there and kind of took an Uber or whatever in. But you can't get in.
No, there's like, no way. Not for that. The Lincoln Tunnel will be jammed up. You know, you can't get in there.
So I just said, you know, hey, how are you with crowds? And she's like, I think I'm good. Well,
you're about to find out.
If you don't know, if
you're not sure,
then what?
New York is not the place to find out.
Right.
Especially on New Year's
Eve.
That's not the
night to find out. So I said, you know, that's going to be about a $1,500 2-day extravaganza. Like, we can do something else with $1,500.
Yeah.
But still, for what? $1,500 to go watch that ball drop in
Times
Square?
And they say the ball is not as big as that ball right there hanging.
No. It's TV. No. It makes it's a little TV. More than it.
Right. And I want to place bets on the over-under of how many layers Steve Harvey is going to be wearing this year.
Well, not only that, they're also saying, like, you know, people are wearing diapers and people are peeing everywhere and going to bathroom.
I'll bet.
Because you can't get anywhere.
I'll bet.
Officially talked her out of it a couple of days ago, but had a gathering last night.
A lot
with
more
family.
Fun to watch on TV.
Yeah, if I can make it till midnight,
right?
That's the blessings.
I've done it a couple of times. Okay. Yeah.
You might have to call the jam.
What? I've called the jam every New Year's. Call the jam.
Rock on, man.
Wake up. I'm going to bed. Tell me about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Well, yeah, I like seeing. I noticed it last year. Steve Harvey out there, man, he just doesn't belong in the cold.
No.
He's like, we are a tropical people.
He must be paying quite a bit of money to be out there.
He is just hating
the
life.
The crowd's going nuts over here.
You can see it in his eyes. He just hates it.
Yellow and green, or gold and green, excuse me, and green's winning 28-14. I think we're going to take a little bit of a break here. Hub Show, Seasons Beatings 2019. Chris J. Jameer will be right back.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
I'm sure we're down here at the
back here.
We're here at the last game.
I'm over here.
The 111th season's beat for the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens. Sorry, it's the 11th annual. And we're at the last game here. They broke these girls down to teams, girls and guys. The red team versus the gold team in the finals here, whatever that means.
And we have seen people, this is an exhibition, obviously.
Yes, so the teams are heated, though.
So a lot of these players are on the same team, yet they're playing against each other today. And we've seen some hurt feelings.
Yes, Ice has knocked out one of her own Mason Roller Vixen teammates. And the look on her teammates' face wasn't too happy.
No, yes.
But they were playing on the opposite teams today, so.
Yeah.
We just spoke to Isis, and it's just business as usual,
Business as usual. You go hard.
You go hard.
Go hard or go home.
I got people tapping their helmets and tapping their hips. Kryptonite.
Truth
Kryptonite. Kryptonite. Her name is Kristen.
Truth be told, out of all the ones we've been to, you said this is our eighth one?
This is Roller Jam 8. Yeah, eighth. Man.
So this is the most hitting
we've seen.
I've seen, and I mean people have been getting...
It's not even for the money. It's an exhibition.
Getting trucked, right? Yeah.
We got to watch ISIS beat up on a dude. That was kind of fun.
Oh, Bacon's back on the track.
Took Bacon? Pride in it.
Yeah, she's the one who threw up earlier.
Oh, yeah, some girl heaved, right?
Yeah, so what's it? Well,
she explained that she had a little drinky drink the night before?
Yeah, she was still drunk from last night.
I'm telling you, man. She would have been fine if this thing started at 4 or 5 or right. Whatever. I'm done with that.
But
done with it.
But, hey, she's the jammer, so you got to admire her for being a soldier.
She puked? Right? Did she get back up and keep going?
She puked and kept going.
I like that.
And look, she's out there right now jamming right now. Yeah. You know she's sweating tequila.
Yeah.
That alcohol is just coming through her pores right now.
Yeah.
She probably got the spins and all kinds of stuff. She's all dizzy and sick to her stomach. But you got to go out there and score. Yeah.
Oh, she's, oh.
Lots of booms and O's here, man.
There is.
Events, wait, her shirt, her nickname is Event Staff. She's one of the players on the gold team.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
That's what sparked another conversation we had off the mic. Uh-huh. I saw the Event Staff, is her name. Huh. And I got a pool team I'm starting on Thursdays now.
Yeah. This is great.
And I'm going to name my pool team BYE in lowercase letters, okay. So that when our competitors look at the who they're playing the next week, they think they got a bye, so they just won't show up. So we're going to get forfeits all the way through the season.
It's a good strategy, Chris.
I love it.
Psychological.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
You're going to be, we got a bye, so we don't need to show up this week.
Where are they?
Where are they?
Oh, well, they forfeit. We're going to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And they figure it out. It's fucked up.
Yeah. And what if it worked in Vegas, too? That'd be crazy, right?
Yes. Worked in your...
Yeah, all you have to do is show up, and your opponent will never show up.
No kidding.
Can't be capitalized. It's got to be lowercase letters.
So it's season's beatings because it's Christmas time. And I gotta admit, man, I can't wait for the next 3 weeks to go by.
Yeah,
don't wish your life.
Ruin it like that. I don't know why.
I know what you mean. All this hype for like 20 minutes.
That's how I feel. I've been feeling like that the last bunch of years. It's like by noon on Christmas Day.
Noon.
Even when the kids are done opening the gifts and all that, it's just over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what now?
All right.
Why is that tree still up?
Like, what is all this junk?
Yeah.
What is all this crap laying around here? I didn't want any of this.
Bye bye.
Yeah. We have to actually set these things on the counter
you
and
have
use
a pseudo
them
family
when
now,
people
Chris.
Come over so that they think they're actually using their gift.
Wait, Chris, before you had a girlfriend who has a son, before this all happened, like last year, what was Christmas Day for you?
Oh, Christmas Day for me?
Did you wake up and give yourself gifts or something?
No, there was no trimming the tree. There's no tree. There's no trimmings.
There was no trim.
I would wake up. Yeah, there was no trim.
There was that.
Yeah. I would wake up and give myself a season beating.
There you go.
And then
Merry Christmas.
And then I'd go down to mom's house and eat some ham.
So you hung out with your family one way or the other, but you didn't wake up with anybody.
No. And then I went down. I'd go eat some ham, and then I'd just go to work.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend on Christmas?
Tinker around in the shop, do my thing. I like doing that. Work isn't really work for me. I enjoy it, so I just go tinker around.
When's the last time you weren't single on Christmas?
Oh, boy.
Been some time?
So that was basically 6 years, 7 years?
So that's basically you've been your Christmases the last couple of years, huh?
Yes.
Wake up, season's beating, go to mom's house.
Yep.
And now it's changed. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now you got the girlfriend with the son, and you're doing that.
And now I got to do my season beating in the shower.
I know. It's not right, man.
And then
girls, if you're listening, women, ladies, this is what guys go through, man. I mean, I'm here to be honest on the podcast.
You gotta get up and do my season beating in the shower.
Keep it to myself, damn it.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Make sure all them icebergs go down the drain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, roller derby, folks.
Yeah, whatever.
This referee's name is Roman Justice. He's got four sevens on his back as well. Roman Justice 7777.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of
And this other guy over here, his name is Adam Smasher. I was thinking he should change his name to like Large Hydron Harry or something.
And the one guy, C-3PO here, his name is just Booty. That's
Booty.
It. B-O-O-T-Y.
And listen, I'm never calling another man Booty.
Right.
What's up, Booty?
I know,
hey,
right?
Booty. Never.
Booty, Booty. Hey, Booty, Booty, Booty.
Golden Booty.
Hey, Booty. Booty, Booty. Hey, Booty. That's your, that's the mating call.
That's a new drop on the Hub Show.
That's the, that was the mating call of the single man. That's that was right. me last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
Hey, Booty.
During your season
hey,
beatings.
Booty. Hey, Booty, Booty. Hey, oh, Booty, 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 Booty.
Killadelphia's on the track. She's making her rounds.
She just made
she's
a sweet move. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess up the booty call.
It's 24-6. The red team is up. They're crushing it. 24-6.
24-6. The red team is murdering them.
20 more minutes of this bad boy.
Wow.
Season's beatings, yo.
We're not going to make it 20 more minutes. We're going to back up.
Beatings in the Sunday daylight.
I think they. I think bacon on the jam is is probably
bacon on the jam. Oh, here goes.
She's looking a little.
Almrack guy is taking the track now. The bearded roller derbist is taking the track. Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting. It's been an interesting day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, my day's not over yet.
No, none of our days. Is
Neither
over.
Is it's mine.
Not even 3 o'clock in the afternoon, man.
Yep.
Day is young.
Day is
it
young.
Ain't that young, though.
It's true.
The day is young and the man is old.
But this thing kicked off at 11 o'clock this morning, so hey, here we are.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm. 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 Season's beatings.
If I have a seizure, I'm suing this dude with the dog
the photographer?
On. Photographer. Yeah.
He's got two of them up, too, man.
God,
they're blinking
so
in two places.
Right? To see, even he's stepping his game up because they used to have him on a stand over here
right.
beside us.
Yeah, no kidding.
There was only like one of them.
Crazy, crazy, man.
Oh, they're
I
getting
catch a
into
picture
it.
When the flash is going off.
He likes taking a lot of pictures.
Who, me?
No, this cameraman. If every time he snaps a picture, that flash goes off, he's probably taking 600 pictures tonight.
I'm trying to get, yeah, I'm trying
it's
to
like
get
a strobe light in
the,
here.
Yeah, no, it is, man. Let me see something. Let's see if I got any of this. It'd be a cool picture when you take it when the flash is going off. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
See how that works. Yeah. All right. That's what we do.
Has Charming come up with a name yet?
Does she need one? Her name is Charming. For God. No, we haven't done that yet. That would be fun though.
Yeah. What was the one? What was the one that we stumbled onto?
We did have a name. We did have a name for
what
her.
What was the name we just stumbled onto a second ago?
Oh, we stumbled Charming? Onto a name.
I don't know. Packing and cracking.
Crack feels like it's out. So yeah.
I don't think Charming's gonna go for that one.
Packing and cracking. Come on.
And the phones are going off.
You still got the old Apple ringtone, huh?
Yeah,
old never
school.
Changed it from it.
Never changed it.
Yeah. It's old school like that.
And that's my alarm, too, because I'm very energetic. Oh, he just bit it. I'm very energetic when my phone rings because it very seldom rings. So that alarm is a ringtone, which wakes me up.
Nice. I have had my ringtone. I've had my ringer turned off on my phone and the volume all the way down and the notifications all shut off.
Right.
For a while now. But probably been about a year.
You feel good, don't you?
Yes. I never have reason to look at my phone. It never blinks. It never makes any noise. I just pick it up and I look at it and go, oh, I missed 4 calls.
You don't have any children.
You are correct.
Yeah, that would never happen in my life.
Oh, see, look.
There we go.
14 minutes ago, I got a text message. See, it didn't beep, it didn't blink, it didn't do anything.
Yeah,
and I like it that way. And I can go and look at that text message a half hour from now.
But you set that tone and that precedent early in your relationship so she won't get mad.
Yeah, well,
what happens
I guess
when she calls you? Do you get the buzz or whatever?
Huh?
What happens when she calls you? Do you get the?
No, she knows that it's turned off. So she knows that I just look at it whenever I want to look at it.
All right.
He set the precedent early.
I do. I got to give him props for that.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris.
When I go, I like to leave it, in the truck a lot. I leave my phone in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll, just throw it up on the dash, and I'll go to work or whatever and won't look at it for, half a day.
I used to say.
And then I come back and go, where's my phone, Al? It's right. It's in the truck. I got to go get it out of the truck.
Before Chris became when Chris was single, I lived vicariously through him. You know what I mean? Watching
true.
Him live his life.
Very
know?
True. True.
Still kind of the way you're handling things, man. Not, not bad, man. Now you got the health issue, dude. If you want to call it that.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't have you...
I think it was underlying.
Can't have you tapping out during the podcast.
It was,
you know
it was underlying the whole time.
How come Chris isn't talking?
Yeah, right.
That would suck. He's still wearing his headphones. It's a hell of a way to go.
He had a stroke on the pod.
Yeah, wow. That's historical, dude.
That would be historical.
I don't even know how I'd handle that, Chris.
We just won't
handle
it. That
should be messed up, man.
Yeah.
We're just going to have him take his medicine.
Fade out and just let it.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
No, that wouldn't even be right, man.
Hit me with
some
sound effects.
That'd be some weird shit, man. I'd probably leave the mics on while I'll panic. Just pound his chest and you can breathe here in the background.
Yeah.
Come on, step on him.
You can hear the ambulance just roll up
weakened
in the background.
Weakened at Canfield.
Yeah. Just leave it. Just leave. If it happens on the microphone.
Yes.
Just leave it
Chris,
record.
Do tell us what you want us to do should this happen.
Leave it record.
Leave it recording?
I want to, yes.
You,
I want to hear
you,
I want to hear
me. You're not going to be able to hear it.
Yeah, I want people to hear me hit the floor. I want them to hear the guy in the ambulance pull up. I want to hear him, somebody come in and try to give me CPR. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Crack him in the back and pack him in the back.
Years ago.
We got to get something in here stat.
We say all that. Years ago, I had a mini stroke, and I used to say, this is when the old Washington County Hospital was here before it was Meredith.
Right.
And they were terrible. And
you had a mini stroke?
Yeah.
Mercy.
2006. But anyway, at that time, I told my girlfriend, if anything ever happens to me, send me east and north. I want to go to Baltimore, Philly. Get me out of Washington County.
The doctors know what the hell they're doing?
Right. Send me somewhere that I feel safe. So when this was going on, and I was going through my episode and symptoms of having a mini stroke, she was like, where do you want to go? I was like, send me to the hospital. Doesn't matter right now. Just get me to the closest one. So we say we want it to be beep, beep, and all this. Right. But we're like, no.
The moment, though, is a whole different story. Yeah. I know.
I'm never the one that wants to be taken care of.
What do you mean?
If I get too drunk,
right?
And then I get you get the throwing up and stuff like that.
You don't want anybody holding your hair?
I don't want anybody holding my hair or saying, hey, can I help
holding
you?
Holding your hair?
Yeah. If I decide to go out in my front yard and throw up underneath the pear tree and pass out in my own puke, just let me lay there.
Chris, if for some reason you came up to us and somebody had your own puke in your hair, I have to wonder how it got there in the first place.
Just let me lay there. Don't come and give me a towel and tell me to roll over, try to get me into bed.
Just let me deal with it.
Chris has these episodes at night when he's not drunk, when he's like, I think I went to sleep. I don't know why I went to sleep, where I went to sleep, or what I did before I went to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
But I went to sleep, and here I am the next morning.
I'm still here, and that's what counts.
Right? Yeah, does this happen to you? Does this phenomenon happen to you?
What's that?
Do you remember the moments right before you fall asleep?
Sometimes.
I don't think I ever remember the moments right before
the
I
moments?
Fall asleep.
Like the
well,
split
like,
seconds?
Like, no, for like, say, 15 minutes before I fall asleep.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Like, I'll just.
Yeah, lately, as I'm getting older, I seem to just tap out.
Yeah, it's like my brain. It's like my
blackout.
Brain shuts off and goes blackout before I even make it to the bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get in the bedroom and I wake up the next morning and I go, "Well, I must have came to bed. I was
watching
TV a second ago."
Yeah, you don't remember getting to the bedroom.
Yeah, the last I remember was watching TV, but I don't remember walking to the bed.
49-12. The red team is crushing the gold team here, people. That would be our girl Philadelphia's team. Anyway, back to back to the sleep and death conversation, dude. Interesting. What to do if one of us is to pass away during the podcast?
Knock on wood, we're not talking about that anymore.
That's crazy, though, man.
I want it to be entertaining, at least.
That was the most entertaining hump I've ever heard. A hell of a way to go out.
Yeah, at least
anyway.
Use my death for publicity.
Man dies on podcast.
One million views.
Wow, this is the most popular show we've ever had.
Breaking news.
We're still going on our podcast. This is paramedics in the background. Like you said.
Yeah. Jack, hit me with the pads and my body like jumps up in the air.
The whole thing. Chris is gone, folks.
Yeah. Clear. Boom. Hit me with the pad. My body just jumps up off the ground.
Well, we'll send Charming out and about with you in the ambulance with the microphone. She get the whole thing on tape.
Hey, just in case he comes back to life.
Yeah. Once when I was younger.
I saw the light. It was awesome.
Well, we were talking about my dad having heart problems, right?
Right.
So he had to have open heart surgery once when I was young.
Yeah.
And they had to take the pads and like hit him to knock him out, right?
Yeah.
And then they put his heart on ice so that they could do what they needed to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then bring him back to life with the pads.
Sure.
And he told me, he said, that's the way to go. He said he didn't feel a thing. Said it just all went black. Boom.
Yeah, today's day and age. You imagine what it was like back like 100 years ago, man.
I know, right? He said that's the way to go right there. He said it all just went like, you know, you flick your fingers and everything went black.
I don't know, man.
And then he came right, I mean, and then he just opened his eyes one
it's
time.
A downer to think
and
about,
it was all
but,
done.
You know, we got to think about our own mortality here and how we want to go. You know?
Yeah, right.
Everybody always says they're going to have the bottle of pills on top of the fridge.
Or the shark cage. One or the other, man.
Yeah, right.
I want to go.
Get the shark cage.
Just open the cage up.
Use me to chum the water.
I'm chum.
No, I want to die on top with a smile.
Yeah? Poor chick.
Not my fault
at
that.
Too, dude.
Not my fault at that junction.
I can't breathe.
Her adrenaline will push her off of her.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. I guess that's one way to go out, though, huh?
Yeah. Uh-oh, Bacon made the run. But look at her.
Bacon.
Yeah, her face is like all pale. She's
nothing
out there
like
huffing and puffing like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm on this court.
Right.
This is almost over, thank God. I need a cheeseburger.
With the bacon.
With the bacon. She's going to go get her baconator.
Yeah. 57-13. I think the red team has got this one. There's only like 10 minutes left in the game. Hubshow's calling it.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Hey, we'll see you later, guys.
All right. Yeah. Here's
to your health. Jabir's falling asleep on the microphone over here.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to take a power nap. His head just hit the mic.
Jimmy, you came over here from the community college. You had practice?
I had a futsal indoor soccer game.
Indoor soccer game.
Tournament, actually. Tournament.
Okay.
So we won one and lost two and...
Wow.
It was good. We didn't have any subs. It was fun times. Fun times.
Are you having fun, though, man?
I am having fun.
That's good. That's
in life, fun. In life in general.
In life in general, life is pretty good right now. I can't complain.
Right.
Well.
All right.
So.
All right,
then. Well, not complaining is no fun. You have to have something.
I mean,
to complain
I can't. I can complain. I just
that's the spice of life. You have
it is
to
the
complain.
Spice of life.
That's what podcasts are for.
Yeah,
bitching and moaning on the
bitching and moaning
show, man.
Right.
This is therapy.
It is therapy.
That's it. I told people that.
Yeah,
people don't believe it, so they put these headphones on. They go, "This is awesome."
Yeah, I'm not afraid to yell at anybody about anything. Quit fucking us, Hagerstown.
Oh, right. My.
Yeah, that was last week's theme. Yeah. We actually interviewed a mayoral candidate. She's running for mayor in 2020 of Hagerstown. She
Who's
came
that?
On. Her name is Andy Overton. Andy Overton. You know, we gave her the platform.
Got a lot of buzz on that show.
We got some buzz on it, but I think we got some buzz because we're interviewing candidates. That might be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, what about me? I'm running right. too, so, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And, she's really. I get the feeling that she's really going to run with this Central Chemical story.
Yeah, you gave her that.
I sent Chris. Yeah. I sent her the podcast.
Yeah.
That Buckler talked about it on, and I sent her some Superfund site information.
She better give me
some
props if she does that, dude.
And
I learned from the Hub Show.
If she gets this cleaned up, cleaned up. I'm going to put her in the governor's office if she gets this city cleaned up.
This city's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, it gets worse as we learn.
Yeah, it's all underground.
It's all underground. It's bubbling up, as they say.
yes.
Yeah.
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 It's down there in the barrels.
The barrel of fun?
Yeah, it's a barrel of monkey. Monkeys.
Monkey jizz.
Monkey jizz.
There you go. Super fun.
Mm.
All right. Round and round we go. This game's not as exciting as the last one.
No,
more action last time.
62-17.
Huh?
I don't think they'll miss us.
Yeah, they're not gonna miss us. I think we should wrap this baby up. If we're wrong, I'll come on and do a little excerpt. You know.
Do you think they ever get tired of making right hand turns or left hand turns?
Right, you wonder, huh?
Right hand turn, Clyde.
Yeah, why don't they ever make left?
By the way, movie review. I did see it finally. My son got me to go see the Ford versus Ferrari movie. That was really good.
Yes.
Folks, if you haven't seen it, I'm not a race car fan or nothing like that, but I do know little bits and pieces of history. That was a really well-done movie. I like Christian Bale. Christian Bale is a great actor, man.
Yes.
Cool. Yep.
I went to go see that
Busy, right?
With Busy, yeah.
Who's Busy?
DJ Busy. DJ Busy out of Chambersburg. He just came back from L.A., like on the DJ circuit for 9-10 years out there. He dropped some names on us. He's done gigs for Quentin Tarantino, all kinds of cool people.
Thud.
He's on direct message with David Arquette and a couple other people.
Thud.
Okay.
Yeah, it was thud.
Every time he drops a name, you hear a thud.
But it was good stuff, though, man.
A lot of thuds being dropped.
He's not with us today, but he'll be back on the show soon. You know, Charmy's out sick. You know, it's a rough time right now. Chris just got over sick.
No, no.
Are you still on the tail?
Yes.
Tail end of it?
Yes, I am.
I'm about to catch whatever he's giving
out.
I've been
one more round of the shot back.
One more round of the shot back. Should
you might
do it.
Clear it out there, dude.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Right. And I just, I've been sneaking off when you guys haven't been looking to go in the bathroom and blow my nose.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You want to do in your season's beatings?
It's starting to. No.
Okay. Glad to hear it.
It's starting to bubble.
Hey, Ma.
Well, on that note, I do think this is a wrap.
There's the bowling ball technique.
67-17. The red team crushing the gold. The Hub Show season's beatings 2019 for the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens. Congratulations for putting on a great event once again, even though it's sunny outside. But hey, next
Philadelphia.
Time, we will be back here in February, though, for the Battle of the Freshies. That's
ISIS.
Always fun. And our girl Charmy, I'm like 95% sure we'll be on the track.
Nice.
We got to be here for that. Got to be here to support.
Twist
Hub Show
sister.
Will be on the track.
We should sneak in and get some undercover footage of her. Practicing.
We should get in and see that.
Make something like that. Make it happen. Sneak get past
in.
The holidays here.
Interview her after practice.
She's all,
We need to. We need to do spy camera style.
Yeah.
We're gonna shoot it like the Blair Witch.
Don't even tell her, but put the GoPro on her helmet.
Yeah.
Watch how life is. A little POV action, you know.
I got one of those little teddy bears with a nanny cam in it.
Yeah. Strap it to her chest or something. Just go around.
Yeah. Give it to her as a gift. Here, this is good luck. Good luck for
practice. Yeah, that would be kind of cool, though. One of y'all have to wear the GoPro when you go down the building for the rappelling event in April, man.
You said one of us. You mean Chris or Charmy?
Chris and Charmy both want to go down.
Good, perfect.
Now, Jameer, you can join me at the bottom. We'll have a party down there, dude. It's all good.
Yeah.
It'll make ropes strong enough.
A lot of stuff going on 2020.
I'm going to need some extra support on that awning. I hit the awning last year.
You have pictures of that. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good times. Mm. This time you need to go through it. Make a better.
Right. I'm going to pull.
Dramatic.
I'm just going to pull the rope like about 10 feet above the awning. I'm just going to cut the rope. Yeah. Pull it out. Pull out a Rambo knife
MacGyver.
And just cut the cord.
Boom. Put you on slow-mo doing that. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Wearing your Hub Show shirt.
Right.
That's right. Good promo. All right, Hub Show, we'll wrap this up. Season's Beatings 2019. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at The Hub Show, and the new website, thehubshow.com. Check us out. Again, if you don't hear us next week or next time, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that good stuff.
Oh, yes.
Hub Show, Jay Heisch, for Jameer King, for Chris Canfield. We are out of here.
See ya.
Have a good one. Happy Holidays, everyone.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.